Where does Earth's atmosphere end and space begin?
This is Discovery Now with Jennifer Poley.
If you ever zoom past a sign that says, "You've now entered outer space," please let a scientist know, because believe it or not, the jury's still out on where the edge of space is. There is one group of scientists, though, who did recently announce they've finally pinpointed the spot. Using the supra-thermal ion imager, scientists at the University of Calgary declared the boundary between Earth and space to be 73 miles above the Earth's surface. No matter what the exact number is, what's most important is that the data was gathered at all. In an area too high for balloons and too low for satellites, gathering data in the region hasn't been easy. But the supra-thermal ion imager succeeded by taking direct measurements right where the gentle winds of Earth's atmosphere meet the more violent flows of charged particles in space. Studying how the two interact is truly the final frontier of atmospheric research. This is Jennifer Pulley for Discovery Now.
Discovery Now is written and produced by the National Institute of Aerospace. Funding for Discovery Now provided by a grant from the American Institute of Aeronautics and Astronautics and distributed by WHRV. Visit Discovery Now on the web at discoverynow.us